This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can you please give me a few scientific papers that prove human emissions of carbon dioxide drive global warming? No one can show from the scientific literature that human emissions of carbon dioxide drive global warming.
Climate change is too abstract for people to understand, but the coming water crisis is something that everybody will get on board with.
From Malaysia to Mexico, from Sri Lanka to Singapore, privatization is on the move.
They're restricting water supplies all over the planet. They've passed legislation to take pure aquifer water all over Canada, the U.S., England, Europe, you name it, and put it through a bunch of chemical processors to poison the living hell out of it, and to give it way more expensive pricing to then make the cost of water go up. Water has always been free in the U.K. They live on a giant crystal clear aquifer. Now they're starting to charge for it. This is how they operate, ladies and gentlemen.
One of the biggest experiments in water privatization has taken place in the U.K. In 1989, the government sold off the entire water system of England and Wales to limited companies. More than 30 years later, that system is being criticized across the political spectrum. Chief executives have been awarded hefty pay packages, shareholders generous dividends, and investment in infrastructure has not kept pace with population growth, leading to sewage flooding and pollution failures. Just 14% of rivers meet the minimum European standards for water quality, for example.
The global government is failing. They create the crises or exacerbate the problems, poses the saviors.
When problems arise in the Sahel or even in Texas or anywhere else, it's not because something went wrong in that local area. It's because something is going wrong globally. Something went wrong globally. So we've got to address this at the global level. This is about investing in the global commons, for the common good of all.
And that word, common good, is actually a radical word, because in economics we have notions of the public good, and it sounds good, because the second word is good, but it's really framed more as a correction for something the private sector is not doing. That's also, of course, true with COVID, right? We are all only as healthy as our neighbor is on our street, in our city, in our region, in our nation, and globally. And did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together and see it both out of that kind of global commons perspective, but also the self-interest perspective, because it does have that parallel. It's not only important, but it's also important because we haven't managed to solve those problems which had similar attributes. And water is something that people understand. You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water, every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and really, in some ways, experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways that we have failed miserably?
They're admitting they're bringing in global currencies that are already here, already running China. They tried it in Nigeria. Now it's massively backfired. They're pulling it out there. But it just devastates economies, but it consolidates power. Remember those headlines? Workers lost $3.7 trillion in earnings during the pandemic. World's billionaires get richer by $3.9 trillion during the pandemic, more than doubling their wealth.
Yet in 2016, the House of Commons Public Accounts Committee found that Ofwat were too generous, and as a result, water companies made windfall gains of at least $1.2 billion between 2010 and 2015 from bills being higher than necessary.
What happens in one part of the world ends up in another part of the world. That's intrinsic to the climate crisis, and water is intertwined with that climate crisis.
And honestly, we have a common language on climate, but we don't have that on water. And that's in my view, that is exactly what we need to have in order to progress towards a common goal.
And so what's happening is the general public and people in the government and big talk show hosts across the board realize that they're being targeted too. No matter how rich and powerful you are, if you're not in the inner club, You're being targeted. And the globalists get blowback themselves. They get hurt by their own attacks. It's insane. It's satanic. It's crazy. We'll be back soon. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So very powerful multinational corporations that inherited the British Empire and now control America have launched a giant war with Russia. We are running headlong into thermonuclear war. Global inflation has been accelerated by them. They are making record profits while impoverishing the general population, cutting off resources and energy. But the good news is humanity is waking up, and there are leaders at the state and regional and national levels across the world that are saying no to this and that are organizing against it and that recognize exactly what happens. They can't get their plan through and get this agenda through if they continue to be exposed. Roger Stone joins us at the bottom of the hour. Trump is set to travel to the Capitol for the first time since January 6th for the speaker vote coming up next week. And he says he'll accept the speakership, but right now he's supporting Jim Jordan. That is a big deal. We have a lot to hit before Roger Stone joins us. But if you just tuned in, they have officially said the main terror threat is white people because you're white and you're bad. And that's the corporate government-funded critical race theory. And now the FBI is creating a database of Trump supporters saying just being a Trump supporter makes you a potential terrorist. That's the social credit score. That's all of it. If you roll over to that and you're scared to do that now, if you think they can get all, 80, 90 million of us, then you're already done. The truth is, this totally convicts them. It's election meddling. It's being completely politically involved. And even the RAND Corporation is in the big article with over a dozen former and current high-level FBI officials saying this is horrible. So this is breaking, not because they wanted it to come out, but because for several months, whistleblowers, I guess, decided to go to Newsweek in this multi-month-long investigation. And again, I'm not here lionizing the FBI. I'm not saying they're white hats, all of them, are going to save us. I'm just being honest that there are a lot of people that aren't completely evil or who are good people, normally mid-level or low-level, but a lot of high-level people as well that realize this is very destructive. And I use the Operation Valkyrie analogy. Guys, get the trailer for Operation Valkyrie with Tom Cruise from like 10 years ago. It's a very accurate movie off what happened, but it simplifies because the story is so big. Erwin Rommel was running it, and he was going to replace Hitler when they killed him and then stop the war. And that would have been better for everybody, obviously. And they came to his house and made him drive down the road with the SS, and they gave him cyanide, or they're going to kill his whole family. But you can't just kill one person and stop this. Hitler was in charge. This is a global bureaucracy of banks and think tanks that come to roundtable discussions and consensus. We have to expose their agenda fighting their agenda at every front. The open borders, the carbon taxes, the wars, the pedophilia, the transgenderism, the critical race theory. And we're winning that fight against that. And the FBI listing traditional Catholics as terrorists and all this, and harassing homeschoolers and Amish, it's hurt them. And the public's woken up to it. And all the persecution of Trump, the civil and criminal charges, has backfired. So the establishment is not backing down in the face of failure. They're what? Doubling down, doubling down, doubling down again and again and again. And that's the threat ladder. When they're losing against the Russians, heavier weapons, double down, Russians double down. Same thing. Well, let's just declare all Trump supporters terrorists and call them a fringe group when they're the largest block of people in the country and the lowest crime rate and the hardest working and the best people there are. The numbers show it. So the establishment's calling any common sense person, and there's more and more of them, record numbers of Hispanics, blacks, women supporting Trump, because they see him not as perfect, but as anti-establishment, which you better believe he is. You can call him an egomaniac, whatever you want. The guy gets more energy the more he's under attack, and he's got ice water for blood, and he's going up against him. He's full on. And so this is an incredible time to be alive. But since I mentioned it, let's just play the short clip of Hillary saying we need literal re-education. Formal, that means re-education camps. Re-education means putting you in a camp. And I remember her almost 7 years ago floating the idea in the full interview that white men are bad particularly, but all men need to be sent to camps for re-education. Here's the clip.
Very strong partisans in both parties in the past, and we had very bitter battles over all kinds of things, gun control and climate change and the economy and taxes, but there wasn't this little tail of extremism waving, you know, wagging the dog of the Republican Party as it is today. Mm-hmm. And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen.
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need some camps that if you all run, I mean, really, where, you know, none of the serious stuff, none of the, you know, life challenge stuff, more fun. I think we have a huge fun deficit in America. And we need to figure out how to
build
that.
Yeah, camps.
Certainly for our kids, but also for the rest of us.
North Africa is lost. You could serve Germany or the Fuhrer, not both.
It's just that talk that had you sent here, Colonel.
What I said was much worse.
I serve my country, but I have betrayed my conscience. We need to kill Hitler. There has to be a chance of success.
That's why you're here.
Any problem on Earth can be solved with the careful application of explosives.
But remember, nothing ever goes according to plan.
If I fail, I'll come for you. All of you.
We have to show the world. Not all of us will like him. With one word, I can have you disappear.
We've been discovered.
Every second we stand here is a second lost.
If you want to live through the night,
you'll do exactly as I say.
Operation Valkyrie is in effect.
Do you realize what you've done?
Thank you.
cut it off in the information war, in the economic war, in the spiritual war, in the action war, in the civil disobedience war. But make no mistake, this is more dangerous than World War II. Nuclear weapons were not proliferated. Bioweapons were not 1/1,000,000,000 as bad as they are now. Mark my words. Every one of you watching will be in a world of hell, in a world of hurt, if you don't understand that I told you all of this 29 years ago. I told you 20 years ago. I told you 10 years ago. I told you 5 years ago. I told you last month. They are going to openly declare, get the Senator Josh Hawley clip ready. They're going to openly declare Trump supporters illegal and terrorists. They've now done it. And then they're going to move on to the Republican Party itself. They want a one-party state. They've been talking about it.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
say right-wingers working for Trump have cut the power off in a part of the country or a large part or maybe the whole thing. But the way the grid's set up, all the key infrastructure will still have its power. They plunge us into darkness or they cut the internet off bare minimum, only send you to their websites, claim, oh, that's the internet kill switch to protect you from the cyber attack. We had to take the web over and say Trump supporters did that. I've seen the most pre-programming on that, and usually, in fact, always, what they pre-program, they do, because they want it in the back of your mind, so when it happens, you've already been told who did it. You don't really remember. It's more subliminal or ethereal. Got a top psychologist joining us next hour to talk about that. So we're on not the verge of this. We're in the beginning of this. And it's pretty powerful that we've got their number. It's a big tool. And no show, and I'm not trying to single myself out, believe me, it's a lot safer for me. See, I'll do whatever it takes to tell the truth, imprisonment, death. But I'd rather fix this easily, and I'd rather have everybody else adopt the perspective I've got, see it for themselves, take the red pill. Because they don't parrot what I say. They take the red pill. They put the glasses on like they live, and they see it. They wake up. They stop being naive. They open their eyeballs up. They open their brain up. And then everyone adopts this perspective, and we win. If Alex Jones is still the cutting edge, if Alex Jones is still the best, every day that I'm the best analyst, every day that I'm the sharpest, every day that I'm the best, and I am still better than anyone, not at presentation. Tucker Carlson's the best at that, and he's at my level and in some areas past it, but when it gets into absolute mass spectrum understanding, I am still numero uno. Well, you don't want to be a top general in a fight strutting around in your official uniform, do you? No. But this show is, this broadcast still is number one. The most accurate predictions, the greatest historical understanding. We're the best there is. Period. And the enemy knows it. Do you know that? I'm going to say this again right now because nothing is more frustrating than this. We've cut staff. We've cut back. We've cut to the bone around here. You see these lying articles out of this money. It's all a damn lie. And I am so sick of treading water. But that's the way God wants us. That's the way it is. I have so much I want to do. Plus, these are great products you need. I literally have had meetings with my accountants and with the groups in the bankruptcy, the reorganization, we keep saying here, and they're like, can you get a little more money in here? Because we're battling all these leftist organization groups trying to shut us down, and there's literally just enough to operate. And month after month, for a year in bankruptcy, this happens. And to be sitting here flogging this thing and to just have enough funds to operate, you're probably about to see my pillow go down. You know, he's a funny, you know, goofball like I am, but he's done a lot of great work. They're targeting him. The CIA is. Oh, I'm sure once Lindell goes down, which is, I'd say, about 80% chance now, maybe people will be like, oh, my God, we need to support him. Well, you know how much hard it is to reconstitute a system once it's taken decades to set up to then just put it back together again? Then it takes five times more money to do that. So, on my children, on my soul, we need funds. And it's not even insurmountable. We need like $500,000 more a month to completely stabilize and do a first-class job beating all these attacks and get a few new reporters and have funds to go out and cover big events that always go viral, brings in more listeners, breaks through the censorship, and has us win. So, we've extended the trifecta sale of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Real Red Pill Plus, and DNA Force Plus till Monday. Now, here's the catch-22. One of the products is already almost sold out. We can only do limited orders for it. The other two have been halfway sold out. But you don't buy unless it's 40% off, like the old days. There's not much markup in there. But I've got to get the funds because that's what you were buying. So it puts me in this trap. I need everybody to go experience DNA Force Plus and Body's Little Tempered Formula and Real Red Pill. The stuff it does is incredible. Just like our information is incredible, InfoWarsStore.com. And I need everybody to go to InfoWarsStore.com. The book starts shipping on the 20th and get The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. It's a powerful, important book full of the enemy's operations, what makes them operate, and how to defeat them. But really, it's a fundraiser. Get a signed or unsigned copy. The signed copies are $99. The signed copies are $24. It's a big, thick, hardcover. We need money. So where were you when the fight went down? I know a bunch of listeners support us, and I appreciate you, and I'm not complaining at anybody. But I don't see how anybody that's paying attention to this sits there on the fence. I know there's ads everywhere and promotions everywhere and all this crap. But, I mean, who really has delivered? Who really is the tip of the spear? Who has broken the majority of the big stories? Who does the enemy really hate? Because here's the thing. I hate begging for your support, but there's something I hate way more, and that's giving up. So it is your decision whether or not to keep us on air. It is your decision whether or not to share the articles and videos. It is your decision whether or not to pray for us. And I really think we've got an important mission to continue on, especially now that most people now agree with us. All I get is love on the street. I had a lot of hate a few years ago. So we're doing our most important work, and we got some big aces in the holes coming up. And listen, I'm putting everything into this. I got a couple of old boats. You know, I used to go on the lake a lot. I haven't been on the lake in over a year. I've been so busy. Used to go out like every week. Love to go on the lake. Love to hang out. Love to have fires on the side of the lake. None of that. Selling my boats. Selling my car. That's like $150,000. I'm throwing it into this thing. Because I'm not going to sit here at the end of this and not have committed everything I have. All the Bitcoin money into free speech. Did an investment on a house. Just put it all into this operation. But I need your support now. We have won so much. We've gotten so far. Now this operation is 9 months pregnant. Do its most important work ever. It's simple. Go get a Trump mugshot shirt. Limited edition. Go get a copy of The Great Awakening or The Great Reset. Signed or unsigned. Get another book, another film. Sign up for auto ship on things you need like DNA Force Plus or X3 or any of that, which is sold out. If you sign up for auto ship, they hold it back for folks that have been on auto ship. InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have, finally back in stock, all three of InfoWars Platinum. They're all private labels of three national bestsellers, HGH Max Boost, 7076 Testosterone Boost, and Pain MD. Those are discounted back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com as well. But the biggest thing you can do to continue this broadcast and to keep it on air is to take the live links to the show and email everybody you know and those you don't know and text message your text message list. And tell people in the random street, the truth's at InfoWars.com. They don't want you to go there and hear the truth because that's the most important thing. And then go to InfoWarsStore.com and do a one-time purchase or sign up for auto ship. It's free to cancel anytime. You can have stuff shipped every month, 2 months, 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, up to 9 months. And then just reorders, cancel anytime so you can go order once and know you're continuing to support us every month or whatever you decide to do. But whatever you decide to do, make the decision. Don't sit there on the fence. The Great Reset is my first book, number one bestseller. Now The Great Awakening is destined to be that. If you get excited about it, please get it at InfoWarsStore.com. Roger Stone has got huge breaking news on the Trump front. Straight ahead. Stay with us. Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Clinton, we played the video already twice today, said there needs to be a formal deprogramming of Trump supporters. The FBI has declared Trump supporters terrorists. That's what they've done. They really did it back in the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism in 2021, but now they've officially done it. This is really turning a lot of heads. It's absolutely illegal. Congress has to defund the FBI right now. I mean, remember the left bitching that the FBI was violating the rights of Muslims, and I thought that was dangerous because I said it'll end up doing it to everybody. And now they're openly trying to outlaw their political opposition. Senator Josh Hawley has agreed with that. I can't think of a better time to get former political prisoner, former host of the War Room with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone on. In fact, when Owen's in prison, starting on the 24th, hopefully we can get you scheduled some Roger to come and host the show for him while he is in the brig or in the Huskow. So let's definitely get some days penciled in for you to come in and host a few hours of your old show. Obviously, the McCarthy thing's huge. All this is huge. Trump's set to go to D.C. Will he really go for the speakership? Now he's endorsed Jordan Epper saying he would be drafted into the speakership. I think it's a great idea. Talk about throwing it back in their face. Roger Stone, there's so many angles to hit, but you're the consummate expert on this and, of course, a very close confidant of our real president, Donald J. Trump. So good to have you with us, Roger.
Alex, great to be back with you. I'd be happy to pick up some of the slack for Owen. Let's talk about that. But it would just be great to be back there at the War Room. I was very proud to be a co-host there for almost 18 months. What we've seen in Washington is seismic. This is not supposed to happen. I think that Matt Gaetz is an individual of enormous courage. This idea that he moved to vacate the chair, i.e., remove Speaker McCarthy out of some personal ambition or to get the limelight or because he wanted to raise money, all of that is absurd. He is now a target of the deep state. My sources tell me that Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy will now team up to try to expel him from the House entirely. That, of course, would require a two-thirds vote, a tall but not impossible barrier when you combine every lockstep left-wing Democrat and Rhino Republicans. I haven't had a chance to do the math, but it may actually be possible.
Well, that's right. And he just tweeted today with Hillary attacking him that he will not kill himself.
Well, she's beyond belief. I mean, this is going all the way back to calling us deplorables. This idea that we denigrate those who disagree with us politically, that we would seek to outlaw their views. I mean, what are we talking about here? Prosecution for thought crimes? It really is a slippery slope. But if you have been, in their sights, as you have been, as I have been, as General Flynn has been, as President Trump is today, it's a very dangerous and scary place to be in America today.
Roger, it's surreal. I mean, they're openly trying to outlaw Trump supporters and saying we're the main terror threat and saying the FBI is going to be watching all of us. It's got to be abolished. I mean, when they call it a minority, even with a minority, like Hillary said, we don't deserve to be persecuted. No, we're the largest political bloc out there, 80-plus million people. They really won 90-plus million. And now they've indicted him in all this to try to stop him from being able to run. They've been caught everywhere meddling with big tech to manipulate elections. They've been caught red-handed, and now they go, well, we're just going to declare the Trump supporters the main terrorist threat and have an FBI task force in an election against the presidential front runner in the primary and in the general election by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This makes the stuff the Church Committee investigated look like child's play.
Well, and you also see the way that they're now targeting Elon Musk, which is just beyond belief. We're now investigating his acquisition of what was then Twitter today.
Six criminal investigations, just like that.
And he's not a, he's, generally speaking, one of the wealthiest men on the planet. He's a member of the political establishment, but he's stepped out of line and he's allowed there to be, a substantial modicum of free speech on his platform, and therefore he must be investigated. It's almost beyond belief.
And his reason is, I don't want World War III. I like living. I have eight children.
Yeah, this, I think, was probably the straw that broke the camel's back for the rebels in the House. Was not that Kevin McCarthy ignored his commitments for spending reform. He ignored his commitments to move towards term limits. He ignored his commitments to make the January 6th camera footage public. But it was the secret backroom deal to finance the war in Ukraine that I think really hastened the move by Matt Gaetz and the Band of Eight to remove him. These people seem committed to World War III. We have no peace talks going on. That's the part I really don't understand. I would like to see us avert the killing, but I'd also like to see us avert World War III, to which we are moving closer and closer. And no military expert that I know or those that I consult believes the war propaganda that holds that the Ukrainians are kicking the daylights out of the Russians. I don't think that is the case, but I think it is the single most dangerous thing going on in the world today. I know I would not like to see World War III.
There's so many things going on. How is Trump doing?
I think that from a political point of view, I'm not a lawyer, as you know, and this legal decision against him in New York, I just think to the average person looks extraordinarily unfair. The idea that first we have the verdict, then we have the trial right there. People say that doesn't seem very fair. It doesn't seem very American. Alex, you've been subjected to the same thing. And then this idea that Trump's not rich, Trump's not wealthy. Who in their right mind believes that? Where are the victims? Who was victimized? Are the banks suing Trump? No, they got paid in full and at a healthy interest rate at that. They had their own lawyers. They had their own appraisers. So I think from strictly a political point of view, Trump was very effective. When there were breaks in the official proceedings, when people saw this demonic-like judge grinning, when they see the Attorney General Letitia James say, "I never said that I was out to get Donald Trump," and then they play, 20, 30 individual audio and video bites of her saying exactly that on the campaign stump. So I predict again, after a few days of settlement here, Trump will go up further in the polls, and millions more in small and medium-sized contributions will pour into his campaign. I think at least this civil case within the tsunami of lawfare against him has once again worked to his advantage and worked against theirs. Now, the decision itself, I'm told, will go to appeal. That appeal could take several years. But in the meantime, they're holding up his business licenses, his ability to do business in New York State. And I guess the status of his iconic real estate properties are in question.
Historically, let's imagine we're looking at this from 500 years in the future. The Democrats are super unpopular. They're falling apart. Everyone's turning against them. So they're trying to cement control and basically bring in a Venezuelan-style system where you still have elections, but everybody knows they're a fraud. I don't think America's Venezuela for all our problems. I don't see this going well. They seemed outright panicked. We've seen Clapper and Brennan and a bunch of them saying, oh, Trump's going to arrest us and put us in jail. He's a dictator. We saw the outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, saying that.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's Biden, because as you predicted 2.5 years ago here, now they admit they want Michelle Obama, a.k.a. Big Mike. That's getting ready. They're now putting out reports that, you know, Biden's beating his animals, which we already knew. So clearly they want to. That's a bunch of questions. But what are our Hail Marys we could be launching here? These are desperate times. And then what do you expect to happen with Biden, the election, the shakeup that's clearly going on?
There's a lot there to digest. I mean, in all honesty, we need to be thinking about how to ensure that the next election is free, fair, honest, and transparent. I don't have any question that Trump is going to continue to gain political support, enough money necessary to both pay his legal fees and at the same time finance a campaign for president. He's never been stronger. Since he got into politics, I don't consider him a politician, but since he got into politics, then he is at this moment.
By the way, let me interrupt you. You're totally right. I should have led the interview with this. Professor Epstein is on next hour. He says they're already stealing the 2024 election with the censorship, the Google. All that came out in Congress in the last 6 months, as you know, but they've doubled down. So as you've been saying, what does Congress do instead of just having hearings?
Yeah, I'm very interested in that report. I know he was scheduled to be on yesterday, and then there were some technical problems because I was tuning in for that. So I'm very anxious to see what Google is up to. Again, we have control of one half of a branch of government. We either use that to force a reform through the democratic process, or I do think all is lost. If we have a free, fair, honest election, unencumbered by the manipulation of Silicon Valley and the tech giants, Donald Trump will win. Otherwise, I fear that we'll have a replay of what we saw last time.
All right. I've asked a lot of questions. I've got 10 more, but we only got 8-9 minutes left. What else is on your radar?
Alex, it's amazing to me that this week I got a subpoena from Hunter Biden's lawyers. This is just beyond belief. Hunter Biden's lawyers want to know what I know about how the laptop material became public. Now, in view of the fact that everything I know about Hunter Biden's laptop, I read in the New York Post or subsequently at Breitbart News, the answer would be nothing. This crazy narrative that the content of Hunter Biden's laptops passed through my hands or the hands of my attorney, Tyler Nixon, prior to publication by the New York Post, is just fiction. It's insanity. But this is lawfare. This is how it works. They grind you down with enormous legal fees.
I just got a subpoena, as I told you days ago, from the Capitol Police for January 6th. I tried to stop it.
Yeah, lawfare is a giant problem in the country, and it's just continued harassment of patriots. Now I have to go out and I have to go hire a Delaware attorney because this matter was brought in the Delaware Superior Court, where I'm unrepresented, to try to quash it. It's a fishing expedition. But you see, I, like you, Alex, I'm clickbait. So to the extent that you can throw my name in a headline, whether the story itself is accurate or not, it's almost immaterial.
Trump, what else? I know you're getting the private advice you give him. I know he listens to you. What could Trump be doing different right now? He seems strong. They're trying their gag orders, as you predicted, while they attack him in press conferences. Well, what else can Trump do?
Well, actually, his lawyers in the last 72 hours, I think it is, filed some very strong motions to dismiss in D.C., also to dismiss the documents case. I'm a little perplexed about why they waited so long to try to move the Fulton County, Georgia matter to federal court, where his claim to do that is much stronger than, say, Mark Meadows or Jeff Clark, based on what I have read. But there does seem to be a new aggressiveness on the behalf of the president's lawyers, and I think that is a good thing. This is going to be fought out in the political realm, but obviously also going to be fought out in the courtrooms, and I'm glad to see him taking, or his lawyers taking, a more aggressive stance. Beyond that, his mood continues to be amazing. Now, in New York, watching him in these breaks between the proceedings, I don't think I've ever seen him that angry in my entire life. It was a controlled anger, but he was.
I was about to say, while you were talking, I told the crew, pull up Trump at the New York fraud case. He was like laser beam eyes. You know that meme of the eyes glowing red? He walked in there and was staring them down.
Yeah, he was furious. He's angry as I've ever seen him. And you can understand it. I mean, he built a great company. There is no victim. He defrauded nobody. This is a politically motivated prosecution, and it's one of many. But that is not the look of a happy man right there. Not at all.
Why does Trump scare the hell out of the left?
Because I think he now that he is awake, this is a different Donald Trump that went to Washington in 2017. This is somebody who fully understands the epic corruption of the uniparty and the two-party duopoly.
Well, that's my next question. What does he do when he gets in? Because, yeah, they're trying to put us all in jail. We've done nothing wrong. They've committed a bunch of crimes. It's actually true. He's going to throw their ass in jail.
Well, but he also believes in the rule of law. I'm not sure that they do, but he certainly does. So he's going to need an attorney general. He's going to need cabinet members who are faithful to the America First agenda, but also faithful to the U.S. Constitution. You can't criticize them and then act the way they do. So everything he has to do, if he returns to power, has to be done constitutionally. The tools are there, but it has to be done, I think, absolutely consistent with the law and the Constitution.
Melania, we want to get an inside baseball, but she has not been seen in five for 6 months. How's she doing?
Everything I hear is very good. I mean, look, she has never loved the national spotlight. She's a very private person. She's an excellent mother. her youngest son is now, I believe, in his senior year in high school. She doesn't want to live in a fishbowl. I don't blame her for that. But any claim that she is less than supportive of her president, of her husband's campaign for president, is categorically false. And I think you will see her on the campaign trail down the road when it's appropriate. In the meantime, he certainly is putting the time in Iowa and in New Hampshire, and he is clearly on a path to be renominated and I think ultimately reelected. It is the single best, and I think perhaps the only way to save the country.
No, I agree. And imagine when he's there next week in the speaker vote, that's going to be that is just totally nothing the left's doing is working. So they go, oh, let's say he's not rich. Oh, let's say he's a criminal. People see right through it. Roger, what's the best website for people to find all things Roger Stone?
They can go to StoneZone.com, StoneZone.com. They can check out my show every day at 5 o'clock Eastern at StoneZone.live. Thank you, Alex, and have a great weekend.
You too, brother. Wow. All right. Speaking of Professor Epstein that had technical difficulties yesterday, he's going to go. I'm not even going to talk. I'm going to literally just turn my mic off. I'm going to try to give him the floor and say, give us the data dump. He's got his big report on how they're already stealing the 2024 election. That is coming up next hour. So Professor Epstein is joining us straight ahead. We're going to go right to him on the other side. Some stations don't carry the first five. That's fine. We'll just get into his curriculum vitae, who he is, people that don't know, are the leading experts out there on this fraud. And we're going to give him the floor. I'm going to skip a few of the breaks in the next hour. Please remember, we have millions of viewers, but you're already awake. That's great. You're amazing. We want the prodigal son. We want the prodigal daughter. We want the new people that don't know, that are hungry for the truth now. Take the feed, Infowars.com/show. Take the feed, Band.Video, from the Alex Jones channel on Band.Video. Go to Band.Video. Click on the Alex Jones feed. You'll see the live feed right there. Share that link and tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune in now with Dr. Epstein to look at how they're stealing the election. Hey, there's a top expert on election fraud on dropping huge truth bombs right now. Tune in. And once we archive this tonight to Band.Video, take it and share it. We're in an info war. The whole Q thing said we were going to win. We were invincible. That was a lie. No, it's up to all of us to do it. You're the white hats. You're the good guys. You're the good women. You know what to do. And yes, we've extended the trifecta sale till Monday. DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and Real Red Pill Plus together. 40% off, but the sale's got to end. Vitamin Fusion back in stock, and three of our private label number one national bestsellers are back in stock in Boris Platinum, HGH Max Boost, 7076 Testosterone Boost, and Pain MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.